Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
This is Faith Under Fire. Each Thursday on Family Life, we give voice to religious battlegrounds. I'm your host, Tracy Lynn. With us today, Michael Johnson with Slavic Gospel Association. Michael, the COVID pandemic has put a damper on life as we knew it. Yet the Slavic Gospel Association says a silver lining has shone through. Would you tell us the good news?
I will tell you great news about what God is doing in the countries of the former Soviet Union. When COVID hit last year, I kind of sat back and was really praying about how God would lead us in this new period. And I recognized the fact that this probably represents the greatest opportunity for the proclamation of the gospel since the wall came down 30 years ago. And the churches that we serve over there believe the same. And as a result of that, in our ministries, we have just seen so many people come to faith in Christ and are now connected to local churches and being discipled through these wonderfully faithful Christians and believers.
I saw that there was actually a number as far as the outreach to kids coming to Christ.
Yes. Basically, the way our ministry works, we're connected with roughly 6,000 evangelical churches across the former Soviet Union. And in each situation, they are ministering to their communities and the people in their cities, towns, and villages, orphans and widows and victims of war. And they have tremendous programs to minister to children. So we had a campaign called Christ Over COVID. We distributed over 3.2 million individual meals through these churches. And as a result of the contacts that were made through this program, we have a Christmas outreach that we do every year called Emmanuel's Child. And we saw a 25% increase in the number of children from unchurched families who came to these Christmas celebrations, heard the gospel for the first time. And many of them are attending church now and being discipled in Sunday school classes and in children's ministry.
So there's intentional follow-up. That's an ongoing thing through the churches.
Oh, absolutely. And again, we exist to serve the indigenous churches. We help in training. We sponsor probably 350 national church planting families. We essentially build upon the work that already exists through their churches in their communities.
Michael, is there anything you'd like to tell us about the culture or customs in Russia to help us better understand what folks are going through there?
The Russians, they lived under 70 years of atheistic communism, and the older generations, they remember what it's like to live under that level of persecution and pressure. So I think to a large degree, there's a tremendous amount of distrust. But for them, as well as some of the younger folks, the economy has been very difficult. They haven't made the transition well.
There are many ways to plant seeds of truth in people's lives. What are the primary methods these Russian Christians have used amid the health pandemic?
Well, the way this particular program works is we have thousands and thousands of people praying with us through our daily prayer campaign around the world, actually. But second, we transfer funds overseas to these churches all across those countries. What they do is they take those funds, then they go into the markets and they purchase the food and they divide them up into these food packets that will last about a week to a week and a half for a typical family of four. Then they secure lists from the local governments of people that they're aware of don't have money to feed their families or who are struggling in different ways. And so they take those lists and they start knocking on doors. They identify themselves that they're from the local churches and they have food and Bibles that they can distribute. And in every situation, it opens up an opportunity for them to share the gospel with these folks. And because it's an ongoing ministry, a week to 10 days later, they come back and distribute more food and they'll continue the conversation. In that way, the relationship is developed and many of these people come to faith in Christ and the kids are invited to Sunday school or the kids are then invited to summer camp and the Christmas celebrations. And that's just how the relationship develops. These are people who live in the communities, who understand the situation and are there to share the love of Christ with folks in their area, both in word and deed.
I really appreciate how folks are first meeting a basic need. And what's the takeaway for each of us as we seek to season our own neighborhoods with the salt and hope of Christ?
Well, I think the thing that we've all learned through this crisis is that our foundations have been shaken. And there are things that are taking place in our lives as well as in the lives around us that we have no control over. And it's during times like these that people begin to stop and think about what they really value. so many people have really stopped to consider if they contract COVID-19 and there's a risk that they're going to pass away in the next 2 or 3 weeks, that where are they going to spend eternity? So people are walking around with a lot of questions. People are walking around, their lives have been shaken. They don't have a lot of hope. And we need to recognize that and be bold in sharing our faith with these folks and help them to understand that what Christ has done for us in his death on the cross and the opportunity to be in fellowship with him so that we know where we're going to spend eternity.
Excellent. And where can people learn more about the Slavic Gospel Association?
You can come to our website. It's www.sga.org.
That's Michael Johnson with Slavic Gospel Association. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.